This week's parsha, Parshas Va'eschanan, contains in it one of the fundamental cornerstones of our religion, and that is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel. There are multiple ways of understanding Shema Yisrael, but two that come to mind is, first of all, Shema, backwards, is Ayin Mem Shin Ol Malchus Shemayim. So right away we're understanding that what we're doing right now is being mekabel on ourselves Ol Malchus Shemayim. The other point to keep in mind that I'd like to mention is Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel. You're part of it. First of all, Yisrael stands as Yesh Shishim Ribu Oisos Torah. So it's really referring to the 600,000 Jewish Neshamos that left Mitzrayim, and also all of Klai Yisrael. And we're included. Shema Yisrael. It's Shema to each and every one of us. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is Adon HaKol. He's Hayahov Viyah. He was, is, and will be. And he's Elokeinu, he's Ba'a Kochos Gedolos Mashkiach Al Kol Olam Kulo, which means he's all-powerful and he supervises everything in the world. And Hashem Echad, he's one. Ein Ol Mulvado, there's nobody else. Which, when you look at Parshas Va'era and Va'era, it three times in the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, before he introduces the Makkah of Dam, Orov, and Borod, he says that the whole point of the is based on the Malbim. The whole point of the Makos is to prove first that there is a Hashem. I forgot the exact lashon; it's escaping me right now. Kani Hashem. That's the introduction to the first three Makos. The introduction to the second group of three Makos is Kani Hashem Bekarav Aretz. I exist in land, and the third. Introduction that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to the last three Makos, not including Makos B'choros, is Kein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. There's nobody like Hashem. The Yisod, the cornerstone, the fundamental idea is Ein Od Milvado. There's nobody else but Hashem. Kein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. Not only is Hashem Elokeinu, not only is he B'ker of Aretz, he is in this world, but he's also Ein Kamoni, Ein Od Milvado. There's nobody else but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Rabbi Melech Biederman brings down from the introduction in the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal, written by the Sochachover, so the Avnei Nezer, also the author of the Avnei Nezer, so the introduction to the Sefer Eglei Tal, he quotes his father as saying the following. His father says, then how come we need to say Kriya Shema twice a day? How come? What's so special and unique about Kriya Shema? So he says the following answer. He says, the Gemara, the first mission in all of Shas, the aim is like Kornis from Rabbi Arvin, Mishah Shah HaKohanim Nathnosan Echo B'Shmosan, which is referring to the nighttime, when people eat truma. So he explains that why is it that a person has to wait till the end of the day? A person who is tameh, he can't eat truma because he's tameh. He goes into the mikvah in the afternoon. How come he has to wait till the next day? And the answer is that the tumah stays with the person until the next day. This is still remnants of the tumah until the next day. Until the next day comes. So too, says the father of the Eglei Tal, the same thing comes on Malchus Shemayim. We mekabel ourselves on Malchus Shemayim in the morning, and it stays with us through Mincha, but when the next day comes at night, we have to start it again. And I'm just assuming, he doesn't write this, and I'm assuming, after you go to sleep, you're like a Briya Chadasha, we know that for sure, but by Nekel Vasser, in the morning, you're anyway a Briya Chadasha. As Machlokes, in terms of what really makes a person say brachos again, is the fact that he slept, or is the fact that it's a new day. Obviously, there's something about a new day. So, and in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, there's a new day, in terms of not a halachic new day, but a new day in terms of the morning. So then there, too, you also have to mekabel ol malchus shemayim again. I'm just going to quote to you the words of the Eglei Tal in the name of his father. When you accept upon yourself every morning, and I hope that we have this. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Oftentimes we daven with not really thinking about what we're saying. But listen, davening goes for, let's say, 40 minutes. And oftentimes we're not focusing on the words. But at least the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, talking to ourselves, to all of Klai Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's the only one. If we think about that in the morning. So, uve'erev shebo yom acher, nistal gam harishima. By the time the nighttime comes along, the remnants of what we said in the morning, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, has sort of faded. Betzarach lekabel ol malchus shemayim mechadash. You need to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim once again that night. Furthermore, Rabbeinu B'chaya tells us the following. He says, lo kilo nivra gan edim uchol malosav ki im lo uzum ham yachim shum b'kavona. Gan Eden was only created for those who properly designate Hashem, the name of Hashem in Kavana. At Vihine, Tevas Echad Begmatra is Yud Gimel. Lechen Nichtov Tevas Gan, Yud Gimel Pa'amim, Parashas Bereishis. The word Gan is found in Bereishis 13 times. The Gematra of Echad, Parashas Bereishis Chan Nichtov, Yud Gimel Pa'amim Tevas Eish. It says the word Eish 13 times in Parashas Bereishis Chan, Lomelcha, Shakol Toli Ve'amunah Sa'adam. Everything depends upon a person in his Emunah. Kamiyachid is Hashem Echad. Somebody who says Echad, which is Gematria of 13, Nitzum Eish Hagehen of Zeichel Gan Eden Vichomalos. So says Rabbeinu Bachaya. You see from here, in certainly a somewhat mystical perspective, that when it comes to Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim and saying the words of Shema, it has tremendous, tremendous power. And obviously, like we say, the Gemara in Brachos tells us that anybody who says Ashrei three times a day is Ben Olam Haba. And of course, the Mephoshim say, it doesn't mean you can do all the Averis in the world and just say Ashrei three times a day. No, it's not the Pshat. The Pshat is if you think about Ashrei three times a day, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Poseach HaSedecha Masbi'a L'chol HaRaton, everything's from Hashem, so then you act differently the whole day. So too when it comes to Shema. That's what we're saying. If a person really says Shema, the Kavona, and he internalizes the words of the Shema, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, everything is Hashem, everything in the world, there's nothing, no other power in the world, no people, no situation, nothing, everything is Hashem. If a person really says Shema B'Kavona, so then Taka, he'll be able to have the Gan Eden, the Echad, the 13 of the Echad, who is up to the 13 times it says Gan in the Parasha of Bereishis. Ramayel Biederman quotes from Yodis and Ibishes, Yaron says Dvash. He says as follows. It says in the Zohar, I believe. No, it's in the Yaron's Dvash. That we know Beis Esav Lakash, which means that the house of Esav is like straw, and Beis Esav Lehava, that Yosef is like the fire. And this is what he says. This is what she saw according to Kriyashma B'Kavana, Esav Nala Lakash. I guess Losan of Rosh Teva, so Kuf Shin. Right? When we go ahead and we say the Kriya Shema properly, so then Esav is like Kash. That's how our power gets Esav. And he also highlights the chiluk between Shemana Esri, which is Belachash, and Shema, which is out loud. Right? One would think maybe Shemana Esri, which is our sort of our expression that we believe in Hashem, we need Hashem. I mean, that should be out loud. The answer is no. Tefillah is Tachanunim. Tefillah is begging Hashem. That is internal. That's between us and the Kodesh Baruch. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's totally different. Why? And he gives the following mashal. I'm pretty sure this is Yaros Dvash, but it could be Ramayel Biederman himself. He says the following mashal. When somebody comes to a person and he wants to try to abandon it, and he tries to terrorize him, and he tries to steal from him. So when he comes into your house, a Gaslin, what do? You scream. And you say, what are you doing? Get out of here. Right? And you throw him out very quickly. So too, Yitzhahara tries to start up with us. Yitzhahara tries to bring us down. So too, we don't just talk softly. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what we scream out. Oh, you don't have to scream Shema Yisrael, but certainly you have to say, Kabbalah Shema Elokeinu Shema Echad, Kriya Shema. You have to say that loud. Zohakim ala Yitzhar, Shabbat Lishkom B'libeinu, L'hatos L'vavainu L'ra. We have to scream out against the Yitzhahara that's coming to try to reside in our hearts. And during Kriya Shema, what do? We regaladas. We revere ourselves. We don't want him. We don't want the Yitzhar. All we want is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to scream out that we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. And Rav Malan Biederman brings down a story from Yehuda Asad that I guess he was certainly a big Rav Zatzal. Not sure where, but he had a Talmud that was deep in this forest. And a bandit came to him and he wanted to kill him. And he tried to ask him, can you save me? And he said, no, I'm going to kill you. So, but nevertheless, the murderer allowed him to say Kriya Shema one more time. And he said Kriya Shema with the most kavanah certainly he ever had in his life. He said every word, Ma'amish b'kavanah. He thought about it, and by the time he finished Hashem Elokeichem Emes, he opened up his eyes, and guess what? The murderer was gone. So he went and he told his Rebbe, Rebbe, you gotta hear what happened to me. I went to the forest, I was confronted by a murderer who's going to kill me. He let me say Kriya Shema, and I woke and I said Kriya Shema B'Kavona. And when I stopped and I looked up, he was gone. And his Rebbe told him. He said, "What's Pshat? What was this message from Shemaim?" He said, "Did you say Kriya Shema like this the rest of your life?" And the Talmud said, "No. Until that time, he had not said Kriya Shema that way his entire life. Never said Kriya Shema like that." He said, "Oh, this is the Pshat." So obviously, from Shemayim, they wanted to tell you this is the way to say Kriyat Shema. Shemayim gave you this message that this guy was going to confront you in the forest and put you in this situation so that you should finally say Kriyat Shema the way you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema. Now, I'm not saying that we should say Kriyat Shema every single time we say Kriyat Shema as if somebody has a gun to our head, but we should certainly try to get there. You know, again, we know that oftentimes we don't have so much time, and this Tzibur doesn't give us, but at least maybe every, first of all, Shema Yisrael should have kavana for it, proper kavana. We should also try to have as much kavana as we can, the first parasha. And then here and there, we should really try to think about the words. Of course, first Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, we accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, which is the first paragraph. The second paragraph is Kabbalah Olam Mitzvos, and all the great things that happen to us when we do mitzvahs, and the not so great things that happen when we don't observe the mitzvahs, and of course the last parsha, which is about the tzitzis, which is of course Keneged Kol Torah Kula number one, and also Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. Okay, moving right along, the Bris Karov was very makpid to say Kriyat Shema every single word very very clearly, and they asked him, "What's the pshat?" So he told him. He answered the following mashal. He said, "If a person has money in his pocket, you know," he said to the person that asked him the question, "How much money? You have money in your pocket?" He said, "Yeah." "Do you check it all the time?" He said, "No." He said, "Why not?" He says, "Cause how much money do you have?" He had very little money, so of course he doesn't count it every second. But if you had $1 million in your pocket, would you count it every second? Would you walk the streets with your hands in your pocket every 2 seconds? And the answer is yes. So says the Bris Karov, I look at Kriyat Shema like $1 million. When you have something so special in your repertoire, in your arsenal, you don't just mutter Kriyat Shema. If we understand the power of what it's doing, and based upon the words of the Rebbeinu B'chaye, it's the ticket to Olam Haba. It's the ticket to life. It's the ticket to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ticket to accept upon ourselves. It's worth more than $1 million. So how can it be that we don't count it properly like we should? And that's really what the Bris Karov is saying. The reason why, it's not stam. That he was careful about every single word. And when you see somebody saying Kriyat Shema very carefully, he's not stopped doing it. First of all, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You know, I've been in New York and also in Florida a little bit, but I've been around. So here, it's very important. The many minyanim daven early, which is okay. I'm talking about at night. Either it's a plag minyan, or let's say right after shkia minyan. But we have to remember, to say Kriyat Shema after it gets dark. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. There are very few mitzvahs that happen on a daily basis, right? You never mess around with lulav, even though of course it's once a year. Kriyat Shema is a daraisa every single night and every single morning. Shach b'chov kumecha. That's the source, of course, the mitzvah daraisa both day and by night. So, Rabbi Yisai, I know Shema is something that we're so familiar with, and it just rolls off our tongue, but it is the cornerstone. Mam is the cornerstone, and the ticket to Olam Haba, and the ticket to really life. Kabbalah Shema HaShemayim. We should all be zeichet to have more kavanah when we say Shema. The words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Of course, we can try to think about how many kedoshim had those words rolling off their lips. And the idea of Ein Od Mulvado, there's nobody but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the famous Bris Karov that he had in mind Ein Od Mulvado throughout the war. And we should be zeichet, Be'ez Hashem, that we are zeichet to Mekabbalah Olam HaShemayim properly. All the days of our lives with Zuchat Gan Eden, and we should see the Gula Shema of Mehir Minu, and have an amazing Shabbos. Nachmu, 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 Ami, Yoimar, Eloi Keichem. Have a great Shabbos.